From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe's future uncertain following the military takeover, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the concerns now and moving forward.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to, I know each of you, they're concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution.
Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday since his military-imposed house arrest earlier this week. Talks are said to be underway aimed at getting the age leader to resign. At least five people were killed Friday in confrontations between Kenyan police and supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga as tensions over the disputed presidential election continue. We get more from Miller Sega.
Police fired live rounds and tear gas to prevent Odinga's convoy from making its way from the airport to Nairobi's main park so he could address supporters after returning from a trip overseas. Earlier this week, police warned they would not allow a ceremony to welcome Odinga back from speaking engagements abroad. Opposition legislators had urged supporters to come out more than 1 million strong. Police said five people were killed by mobs that stoned them to death when they were caught stealing during the confrontations. But mortuary attendants and eyewitnesses said police shot them. The nullification of Kenya's August election was the first time a court in Africa had overturned a presidential vote. At least 70 people have died in political unrest since then. The majority opposition demonstrators shot by police during protests. Millar Sega, VOA News.
For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Lebanon's Saad Hariri arrived in Paris Saturday in the latest twist to a bizarre crisis that leaves the onus or credit on France and its young leader Emmanuel Macron to help solve it.
The invitation, which was made to Prime Minister Hariri 2 days ago, is a friendly invitation to speak with him in Paris and welcome the Prime Minister of a country which is friends with France.
Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's Prime Minister sparked turmoil and skepticism. Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister, suggesting that Hariri had been held in against his will, that is, in Riyadh. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used an address Friday to party officials in Ankara as an opportunity to launch a blistering attack on Washington's Syria policy. Dorian Jones reports Erdogan openly questioned why Washington was involved in Syria.
Turkish pro-government media repeatedly have accused Washington of being behind the Islamic State. Such conspiracy theories got a boost on reports the Syrian Kurdish militia and U.S. forces had agreed to allow hundreds of Islamic State fighters with their families to leave the besieged Syrian city of Raqqa. U.S.-Turkish relations could be further strained, with Erdogan reiterating his call Friday for the removal of Syrian Kurdish forces in Afrin, a Syrian enclave on Turkey's border. The Turkish president repeatedly has warned that a military operation would be launched against Afrin. Erdogan, on Friday, also announced Turkish forces have withdrawn from a NATO military drill in retaliation for slights made to him and the founder of the Turkish state, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, by other soldiers participating in the exercise. Erdogan warned there could be no alliance if it behaves like that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Australia's main medical association called on Saturday for the government to allow independent doctors and other health experts to help more than 400 asylum seekers hold up in a recently closed detention center in Papua New Guinea. The asylum seekers have shut themselves inside the Australian-run Manus Island Center for the past 18 days, defying attempts by Australia and Papua New Guinea to close it in a standoff the United Nations describes as a looming humanitarian crisis. Australia has shut access to the center and staff, including doctors, and have left leaving the men without sufficient food, clean water, power, or medical care. And U.S. President Donald Trump now says he is putting a decision to allow imports of elephant trophies on hold until he can review all conservation facts. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.